咁我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋睇马可福音十四章。Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 14. 马可福音十四章。Mark chapter 14. 今日我哋要睇耶稣是值得嘅。This morning, the title of our message is Jesus is worth it. 耶稣系值得。Jesus is worth it.咁啊，可能我哋出去买嘢嘅时候，或者做一啲嘢，你都会睇有冇着数，值唔值得 ？And many times when we go out, we go buy things or whatever we do, we'll say, "Is it worth it? Is it worth my time?" 咁啊，买嘢嘅时候呢，或者去睇场表演啊，买场入场券啊，睇完之后，跟住朋友问你值唔值得啊，或者嗰套戏值唔值得，自己想知道去定唔去。And so often, you know, we go see a performance or a concert or a play, you know, and then your friend said, was it worth it, you know, or should I pay my money to go and see that movie? 很多时我们会用价值来衡量值不值的，是吗？ And so often we use value to see if it's really worth it. 我要投资时间，投资精神，投资金钱，值不值得？ I need to put my money, my time, my effort into it. Is it worth it?咁我信耶稣会值唔值得呢 ？Is it worth believing in Jesus？ Yes， 今日我哋睇呢个第十四章第三节。咁啊，美国曾经有一个人咧，佢买咗唔系十四章第三节至到解节。有一个人咧，佢买块地咧，咁佢冇乜钱，即系好辛苦买一块地。点知买完块地之后，发现到地里边有石油，一晚之间变咗亿万富翁。哇！買嗰塊地真係超值。There's a guy in the United States one time. He bought a plot of land. He didn't have a lot of money, but he paid for this plot of land. And after he got the land, he found that there's oil on the land. He became a billionaire overnight. It was extremely worth his investment. 我哋今日我哋信耶穌咧，可能係超值嘅，但或者你未發覺得到。I believe that if you believe in Jesus, it's a very valuable investment. Maybe you haven't found out how valuable it is yet. 咁喺呢个嘅十四章第三节至到第九节。So let's look in chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. 耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个妇人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来。打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：何用这样枉贵香膏呢？这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，救济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上作的是一件美事，因为尚有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不尚有我，他所作的是尽他所能的。他是为我安装的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所作的，以为纪念。一起祈祷。Let's pray。主所，我哋多谢你。今日我哋可以睇到你系值得相信，我哋跟随耶稣系值得嘅。主啊，求你今日帮助我哋嘅价值观可以调整嘅，可以真系系知道跟随耶稣唔系浪费嘅。跟随耶稣是一个最美好的一件事，所以主，我们求你今天使用孩子所分享的说话呢，可以荣耀主你的，给我们众人可以听到是有鼓励有明白。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉圣名求， Amen。 好，今天我们看三方面的。第一方面呢，我们看到用得适当的物品呢的价值是最大的。We're going to look at three different aspects this morning. The first thing we're going to look at is that if we use things properly, then their value is the greatest.
用得適當，一樣嘢嘅價值係最大最好嘅。
If you use it properly, then its value it comes out.
呢个睇到一个极贵嘅香膏，系呢个女人咧就倒喺耶稣嘅身上。有啲人会觉得唔系咁样用嘅，系用错嘅。And here we see this lady. She took all this valuable perfume and she poured it on Jesus' head. And you know, somebody might think that's the improper use of this perfume. 请问有冇人用香水嘅？ Does anybody use perfume here? 啊，有一个勇敢嘅。如果你用香水咧，你咪倒落去嘅，好似冲凉咁样洒晒喺度。When you use perfume, you just pour it on like you're taking a bath. 系咪咁用啊？唔系啊，系点用嘅？
喷少少
一滴啊。You just put a little dab, right? Maybe a dab here, a dab there, a dab everywhere. You know? 如果你有时咧，我哋男人受唔起咧，有一个女人擦得太多嘅时候咧。跟住幾條街已經聞到個味嘅，又啊嚟緊，按住個味先。Sometimes you know some people put too much on and two blocks down you can smell them as they're coming and oh here they come. Hold your nose. 通常用得適當用少少係咪 ？And so if you use it properly, you just use a little bit. 呢個女人倒咗喺耶穌嘅頭度，一路倒到落去腳度，成身都係嘅。And this lady, she poured it on Jesus, poured it on his head, all the way down to his feet. 我睇到咧，可能一般人话用香水唔系咁用嘅，浪费啊。And most of you will say, that's not how you use perfume, that's a waste. 系咪？咁仲有方法系浪费嘅。有我初初同师母咧拍拖嘅时候咧，咁啊，我系第一次要买份礼物俾佢咧，就喺美国搭飞机翻嚟咧。我谂住买啲咩俾女人咧？当然买香水咧。咁喺飞机面水店买樽名贵香水俾佢啊。And you know, another way to not use it properly is when I first was dating with my wife, you know, over 20 years ago. And the first gift I wanted to give her, I was back in the States and I was coming back on the plane and bought some perfume from the duty free on the plane.跟住我唔知佢根本佢唔用香水，所以送俾佢嘅時候咧，佢就好客氣，我好開心收咗我嘅禮物。And I didn't know she doesn't use perfume, and so she was so excited she accepted my gift. 而家結咗婚20年咧，嗰支香水好似仲喺度嘅。And now 20 years later, I think the perfume is still in the house because she's never used it. 咁啊，用得適當係最有價值，係咪？And when you use it properly, then it's used the best. 嗱，呢個女人咧，聖經話我哋聽，如果你睇約翰福音咧12章，呢個女人係瑪利亞。If you look in John chapter 12 verse 3, you'll see that this lady is Mary. 佢係拉撒路同埋馬大嘅姊妹嚟嘅。She's a sister of Lazarus and Martha. 因為12章第三節，約翰福音話：瑪利亞就拿著一根極貴的真拿達香膏，抹耶穌的腳，又用自己嘅頭髮去擦，屋裏就滿了膏嘅香氣。我哋見到瑪利亞，佢將個香水喺耶穌嘅頭一路流到腳，跟住用自己嘅頭髮抹翻乾。And so she poured the perfume on Jesus' head, and it went all the way down to his feet, and then she wiped his feet with her hair. 呢个玛利亚呢，咁样做呢，就系非常之一个嘅爱嘅表示。And you know, Mary, she's using this as an expression of her love to Jesus. 那有时呢，如果你系情人节嘅时候见到人哋用一个方法表示佢嘅爱，你都会觉得浪费。Sometimes on Valentine's Day, you see people, they express their love, and you think it's a waste. 因为平时买嗰扎花呢，就可能是100蚊就买得到，但是情人节呢，1000蚊都不一定买得起的，是吧？ Because usually when you buy that bouquet of flowers, you know, maybe it's 100 patakas, but on Valentine's Day, if you buy it for your lover, it's going to be over 1,000. 那么值不值呢？ And is it worth it?第一堂問啲人值唔值，個個都話唔值，因為全部老人家嘅。In the first service, I ask if it's worth it, and almost everyone in the first service is elderly, and they said no, it's not worth it. 但係今日問值唔值啊？ Ask you young people, is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. 因为好多人说，为了你呢，多都唔拘，系咪？贵啲都系值得啊。And so when you're in love, you know, you think, oh, no matter how much it costs, it's, you're worth it, lady. You know.
我太太说不值，摆了三天丢借，不如悭返啲钱买送俾啲小朋友食饭。
I give it to my wife and she said, don't waste the money on that. It's going to die in 3 days anyway. Just buy food for the kids to eat.
Okay. 观点以角度是不是值不值，是不是？
Sometimes it's a matter of perspective, is it worth it?
但你用得适当是值的，你用得不适当就可能觉得不值的。玛利亚这样倒啲香水在耶稣的脚，值不值呢？
当时呢，那些香水呢，那些香膏呢，是很名贵。When Mary poured this perfume on Jesus, in that time, perfume was very expensive.
她用那些的玉瓶装这个香水呢，是有个表示。
And she had it in an alabaster box, and that has a very significant meaning to it.
因为在罗马初期，即第一世纪的时候，有一个领袖，一个政府官呢，他写他日记呢，在他日记里面，他写着呢，如果用玉瓶装住啲香水，那些香水最名贵，同埋是保存得最好的。
In the first century, plainly the elder remarked in one of his diaries, he said, the best ointment is preserved in alabaster. So that tells us that this perfume in an alabaster box was very valuable.
You see, 呢，見到呢啲咁嘅香膏係極其名貴，同埋呢，當時呢啲人有呢啲咁名貴嘅香水呢，可能係家庭裏面由一代傳到一代。所以是阿妈俾个女，个女俾个孙，咁样一代传一代，因为好名贵。
And in that time, sometimes the perfume was used as a dowry that was passed down from generation to generation, like a family heirloom.
And 亦都系咧，有啲人做投资咧，系用香水嚟做投资嘅。你哋听过未啊？因为当时咧投资啲香水咁贵。咁我如果係又方便拎嘅，因為少少嘢可以袋住，於是我拎少少咧就可以係做投資，拎去第二度咧就去賺大錢嘅。
And sometimes they would use it as an investment because perfume, you know, a small amount is worth a lot of money, and you can carry it easily. So I can buy some and carry it, and it can increase in value, and then sell it, and I can get rich off of it.
於是啊，呢啲香水有咁樣用嘅。嗰個聖經話我哋聽係值幾錢呢個一斤嘅香牙達。值幾錢?
How much does the Bible tell us that one caddy, in Chinese it's one caddy, what's it say in English? one caddy of this perfume, how much was it worth?
30, 兩銀子,
Chinese says 30 silver coins or whatever, 300 denarii, I think in English.
是等於一年的薪金。
It's equal to 1 year's wage. They made about 1 denarii a day. And so 300 denarii would be about 1 year's wages.
30銀子就是一年的薪金。你想想一年的薪金值不值啊?
1 year's wage! Just down the drain. Well, down the head, or down the feet, or whatever.
这个就是玛利亚所做的。个问题就是为什么玛利亚要这样做？
Why did Mary do this?
她为什么要这样去浪费？为什么要这样去用这些香水？
Why did she waste or use the perfume in this way?
其实保罗给一个答案我们。
Paul gives us one answer.
因为保罗呢就是哥林多前书15:58，他讲到好清楚。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, he tells us something very important.
15:58说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚定，不可摇动，常常竭力多作主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
that your labor of love in the Lord is not in vain.
我哋为主做嘅系唔会徒然，为主做唔会浪费。
Whatever you do for the Lord is not wasted, it's not in vain.
我哋可能做好多嘢系徒然，可能做好多嘢系浪费冇用，但系为主做嘅系唔会徒然嘅。
Maybe we do a lot of things that are in vain, a lot of things that are wasted, wasted energy. But if you do it for God, it's not in vain, it's not wasted.
呢个真系好名贵嘅。真正嘅浪费系点样呢？我哋睇下
，What does it mean to really waste something？
如果用得唔适当咧，就系真系浪费。
If you don't use it properly, you're wasting it。
嗰日你可以去威尼斯人咧，有一日我行去威尼斯人咧，见到有个商铺咧系卖名贵笔，唔知有冇人见过？有啲笔嗰啲 Waterman 啊，嗰啲啊钢笔咧。10,000 won, 20,000 won, 几万蚊一支笔，你买唔买得起？
In the Venetian, there's a shop that sells Waterman pens. And if you look in the windows, the prices of these things are 20,000, 50,000, you know, for one pen, Hong Kong dollars. I couldn't afford one of those.
你如果买一个咁嘅笔，或者人哋送一支咁嘅笔俾你呢，你攞嚟俾你嘅小朋友当颜色笔嚟画画得唔得？
Let's say somebody gave you one of those expensive Waterman pens and you just give it to your two-year-old to color with. Is that using it properly?
You're like, 嘥嘥嘛，浪费啊。You say, what a waste!
但如果你拿同一支笔给美国总统签署一个重要的和平条约，一个协议书，浪不浪费啊？ Let's say you give it to President Obama to sign an important peace treaty between another country, is that going to be a waste?
是不浪费嘛？你用得适当是有价值，用得不适当是浪费。
So if you use it properly, it's not wasted. It's when you don't use it properly, you've wasted it.
我们在云南的时候探啲苗族呢，做几个礼拜呢，有最后嗰餐呢。真係好犀利嘅，你食你可能覺得普通嘅一般食物，因為呢度好多嘢食。但係當地嘅地方咧，我哋食都好豐富。
When we were visiting the Miao tribe just a couple weeks ago in China, and our last meal, they gave us a big feast. And maybe for you, you look at it as just a normal meal because we got a lot of food to eat, but they're very poor.
所以佢俾我哋咧係一碗碗係啲肉啊嘛。好多种类啊，讲你听好唔好
？And they gave us many different varieties of food in little bowls. And so here's what we had:
我哋有狗肉、羊肉、鸡肉、牛肉、野鸡肉同埋猪肉，一餐里边咁多。
So we had dog, lamb, cow, pork, chicken, and pheasant, all in one meal.
我最好食嘅狗肉啊！
And the best was the dog, of course, you
know. 但是我们吃的时候，我们有一个弟兄问个长老的仔，他说，喂，你结婚的时候有没有这么多东西吃？
And as we were eating, you know, one of our members asked the son of one of the elders, he said, when you got married, did you have this much food?
他说，没啊，我们只有猪肉的。
He said, no, all we had when I got married was pig.
哇，我们有狗肉、羊肉。猪肉、牛肉、鸡、野鸡、哦、
，and we had dog, lamb, pig, pork, chicken, pheasant, and beef, and all this stuff.
哇！即刻系冇心机食嘅，你知唔知啊
？I could hardly eat after that.
哇！你为我哋煮咁多，你哋结婚都唔会食咁多嘅。
And you've cooked so much for us, and usually wouldn't eat even for a wedding feast. I could hardly eat after that.
因为受唔起啊。个责任好似哇，我算啲乜嘢？要劏咁多嘢
？It's like I can't handle this. It's too much.
跟住另一个人话：，牧师你唔明啊，啲弟兄姊妹咧，佢又奉献啊，佢呢个攞羊嚟，我哋劏羊，我哋唔劏佢唔开心；，嗰个攞狗嚟，我哋唔劏佢唔开心；，攞猪嚟，我哋唔劏唔开心，我哋一定要煮嘅。
And then one of the other guys, they said, Pastor, you don't understand. The village people, they
give it as an offering. If we don't prepare it, they're not happy. So they bring the pig, we carve the pig. They bring the dog, we carve the dog. They bring the lamb, we carve the lamb. You know? 没办法. 用得适当, 值不值啊? If you use it properly, is it worth it? Is it of value? 不是浪费的, 是宝贵的。 我记得, 我们各个他教会的创办人呢, 他是小的时候信耶稣,在家庭,在他家里面一路信主,一路长大。 当他综合毕业的时候呢, 神又跟他讲一些说话。 The life of Chuck Smith, you know, when he was growing up in his Christian family, you know, he's an amazing guy. But as he graduated from high school, God spoke to him one day. 因为他准备就去读医学做医生，那个神跟他讲话，你呢是想医人哋嘅病，但系每一个人有同一个病，系只有我可以医治。你系想用一生呢去医治人哋嗰啲小毛病，定系想用一生系医治人哋嘅重要嘅病呢？ 跟住佢听过呢句说话之后，佢改变心意。佢话我要读神学，因为人嘅病系罪，只有神可以医好。佢翻到屋企，以为妈咪咧就会唔开心，话妈咪听，阿妈我唔读医学，我去读神学。但系佢一同阿妈咪讲，阿妈咪话感谢主。You know, she was getting ready to go to medical school, and the Lord spoke to him and said, you know, you want to heal people's sickness and disease, but there's one disease that infects everybody. And that I'm the only one that can cure it. Do you want to spend your life healing little ailments, or do you want to heal the root of the problem, or something like that? And so he went home and he decided he would not study medicine. He decided that he'd go into the seminary and become a pastor. He went home and told his mother, and he thought his mother would be upset because he wasn't going to be a doctor, and she just started praising the Lord. Praise God.
So we 我哋系咪浪费你话呢个人咧？佢系有摄影记忆体，佢睇咗一次，佢记得永远一即系睇睇。佢讲到咧，佢讲到睇圣经咧，佢永远唔打开圣经嘅。佢可以讲几张圣经系一字不漏系咁样默出嚟嘅，因为佢系摄影记忆体嘅。
他看了一次就记得。如果有这样的恩赐呢，去读医学，一流是顶呱呱，世界顶级的医生，浪费你读神学，是不是？但是神拣选是不同。You know, Chuck Smith, he's got a photographic memory. So when you see him preach, he never opens the Bible, he just holds it and he goes for hours and doesn't miss a word, you know. And you say, wow, if he was a doctor with a memory like that, he could be the best doctor in the world. He could, what a waste! No, it's not a waste.
你睇保罗咧，保罗系一个好好嘅例子，圣经嘅保罗咧，保罗好劲嘅喎。当时世界咧，佢系识希腊文、识希伯来话同埋识拉丁文，劲唔劲啊
？Back then, you know, Paul was an amazing guy. He spoke three languages. He spoke Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. He's an amazing guy.
佢可以系个最出色嘅老师。
And he was the most outstanding student from the most outstanding teacher, Gamaliel.
是不是?他是毕业之后,他是很快就爬到高位的。是他超出,超劲,超越他所有的同辈。
And after he graduated, you know, he went really straight to the top, and he excelled beyond all of his peers.
但你看菲律比书, 第三章第七节同埋第八节，保罗点讲
？But look in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 and 8 at what Paul said about what is a waste.
可能你会觉得好浪费，如果你咁样用你生命嘅浪费，你睇保罗点讲？第七节，第三章第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此。 我也将万事当作损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。 为要得着基督。保罗讲明咧，佢以前嘅嘢全部睇系垃圾，为咗耶稣先至系宝贵。He said, "Everything in my past is garbage. Only Jesus is precious."
粪土系米田工啊，即系俾垃圾种核突啊。You know, and he says he actually counts it as dung. That's even worse than garbage, right?
弟兄姊妹，你乜嘢系浪费？玛利亚呢，佢系将呢个香膏献俾耶稣，因为佢明白啲嘢呢，门徒唔知嘅。
Mary gave as an offering this perfume to Jesus because she understood something that the disciples did not understand.
門徒就喺度鬧佢，你浪費啊！送俾窮人可以幫好多窮人。You know, the disciples are so mad. They're saying, "Why'd you waste it? We could have sold it and given it to the poor."
其實係猶大最緊要嘅佢，因為佢係想自己攤咗啲錢。And the one that was really complaining was Judas because he actually wanted to steal from the treasury bag and keep it for himself.
但瑪利亞佢明白啲乜嘢門徒唔知嘅呢？
But what is it that Mary understood that the disciples did not understand?
瑪利亞係知道一啲嘅嘢，因為瑪利亞呢係好鍾意聽耶穌講道。
Mary understood a lot because she loved to listen to Jesus teach.
你記得瑪利亞嘅姐姐馬大咧，好忙碌喺屋企裏邊做呢樣做嗰樣，招呼耶穌一班人，又煮飯又要買嗰樣，又整嘅整嘅整整嘅，好好唔得閒啊
！Remember when Jesus came to their house and Martha was out there just working and frantically trying to prepare everything, get it all right, you know, cook in the kitchen, go buy this, get everything ready. Jesus and all his disciples are here.
瑪利亞做緊啲咩？
坐喺度聽耶穌講道。Mary was sitting there listening to Jesus.
跟住马大就好嬲啊，话耶稣你叫我唔会帮手啊，佢只系坐喺度唔喐手。
And then Martha, you know, she's so upset. She said, "Jesus, tell Mary to help me." You know, she's not helping. 耶稣话马大拣上好嘅福分。
啊，马利亚 ，sorry， 多谢。哇，你证明边个讲
？Mary。Chose the bigger blessing.
佢最好嘅福分系听耶稣讲嘅。
跟住佢嘅兄弟拉撒路病嘅死嘅，耶稣一嚟到见马大，马大点讲咧 ？Then when Lazarus died, and Jesus came, and Lazarus was dead, and the first thing that Martha said to Jesus was what?
耶稣，如果你早啲嚟，佢唔使死。
好似闹佢嘛，责备耶稣啊。
She said, "Jesus, if you came earlier, my brother wouldn't have to die."
It's like she's accusing him. She's mad. 玛利亚见到耶稣，佢讲咩 ？What did Mary say when she saw Jesus? 佢好啊，耶稣你嚟好啊，我盼望。我兄弟到末世嘅时候会复活。Mary said, "Jesus, it's good that you're here, and I hope that when in the resurrection, my brother will rise from the dead."
跟住耶稣同玛利亚讲话：复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And then Jesus said to Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die."
跟住耶稣去到坟墓。拉撒路已经系坟墓四日，已经冚埋个石头。耶稣话：滚开个石头！一嗌声，拉撒路出嚟！
拉撒路从死里走出嚟。And then Jesus went to the gravesite. The stone was already in front of the tomb, and they said, "Move away the stone." And Jesus called out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he came out.
玛利亚有咩感受？我死咗嘅兄弟从死里复活，耶稣话复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人也必复活。
玛利亚明白啲乜嘢
？Here's Mary and her brother who was dead is now alive, and Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life.
He who believes in me, although he dies, shall rise again. He who believes in me shall never die." Who does Mary believe that Jesus is now?
玛利亚，我相信绝对明白耶稣是神，不是普通人， I believe that Mary understood that Jesus is the Son of God, not just a man. He is God.
玛利亚是一个感恩的心，我的兄弟死而复活，我献回给神，值不值得啊？
Mary understood, my brother was dead, now he's alive, and to give this offering to Jesus, is it worth it?
感恩值不值得？
值得的。
玛利亚又明白另一样嘢，门徒唔明嘅。
And Mary understood something else that the disciples didn't understand.
耶稣讲过好多次，我要去耶路撒冷，喺耶路撒冷要俾人杀，三日之后从死里复活。
Jesus told the disciples many times, I'm going to Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to be killed, and I will rise from the dead. The disciples didn't want to hear it.
每次耶稣咁样讲，佢嘴入又要出。
And every time Jesus said that, it went in one ear and out the other ear of the disciples.
彼得就揞住个耳话：主啊，唔好讲，唔好讲。
And Peter would close his ears and say, Lord, don't say that, don't say that.
系咪？
玛利亚坐耶稣个脚下，佢听得入，佢明白。Mary was listening, sitting at the feet of Jesus. She knew, she understood. You see, 耶稣早一两日前骑住驴仔入耶路撒冷。个都同耶稣讲：
和撒拿，和撒拿，
你应当称颂的。And so a few days before this, Jesus came riding on a donkey on Palm Sunday into Jerusalem, and everyone's calling out, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Greatest is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
嗱，如果耶话和撒拿，当耶稣系皇帝，有冇人用高？
As Jesus rode in and they called him Hosanna, the King of the Jews, did anybody anoint him with oil? As a king?
因为皇帝应该被高抹嘛。A king should be anointed. 耶稣骑住驴仔，冇人高佢嘅头。
And Jesus came in on the donkey as a king and nobody anointed him.
现在一两日后，佢喺玛利亚嘅屋企，玛利亚帮佢高抹佢。你是我的皇帝。
And now Jesus is in the house of Mary, and Mary is, he's in the house of Simon, the leper, but Mary comes and anoints him with her oil.
Busey, 我承认你是我的皇帝。
She says, I believe you are my king.
但耶稣又讲另一样嘢，玛利亚这样做是为我的安葬去预备。
But Jesus said it was for something else. He says, she is prepared for my burial.
因为玛利亚要明白耶稣一两日后就要死十字架。
Because Mary knew that in one or two days, Jesus is going to be crucified on the cross. So she's anointing him in advance.
弟兄姊妹，玛利亚明白，因为她听神讲嘢。
Mary understood because she listened to Jesus.
那如果价值呢，十个人对一个物品有十个不同的价值观。
You know, if you have 10 people, they'll have 10 different values about a certain item.
一个人的垃圾可能是另一个人的宝品、财富。
Somebody's garbage is somebody else's riches. 是
不是？过去十几年咧，美国人啲垃圾咧系用一个大货运咁样运嚟中国，喺啲中国商人攞嚟回收，系变咗发达，你知唔知
？For the last 10 or 20 years, all the garbage from the United States is put on barges and shipped to China, and many people in China use it in recycling and have gotten rich off of the garbage of the United States.
我哋美国人嘅垃圾变咗中国人嘅财富，你知唔知啊？唔好反應，你哋好似唔知咁，係事實啊！第一堂啲人知嘅嚇。
呢個真人真事嘅，你覺得鑽石貴唔貴啊 ？Are diamonds and rubies are they a value？
有冇人有鑽石？唔敢講啊，驚我偷啊！
I ask if anyone has a diamond. Nobody responded. Maybe they're afraid I'll steal it. I don't know.
鑽石貴，太貴，所以我哋買唔起，係咪？
It's so expensive, none of us can afford any. We're just a bunch of poor people here.
Okay.
你真言真事有一次咧，有个有个客轮咧，就装住啲客咧，全部都系有钱人。There was a cruise ship, and everybody on this cruise ship was very rich. 咁啊，唔知点解咧，就系发生意外就要沉船咧。咁啊，船长咧就叫大家咧就要上去甲板咧，就跳船喺啲救生艇嘅。咁但系乜嘢都唔可以攞，即系赤脚走人嘅。And this cruise ship, for some reason, they ran into some trouble and they were going to sink. And so the captain of the ship said, no problem, you know, everybody come up on deck. You can't take anything with you, not even your shoes. Just we'll get up on deck, we'll jump on the lifeboats and we'll be okay. 於是個都係好乖嘅，留低啲嘢喺艙裏邊，跟住跳船咧，就係啲救生衣。但係有一個人咧，就係等佢唔出現。But there's one guy that they're waiting for him to come and waiting, and he wouldn't show up.因為咧呢個人咧就好犀利嘅，佢哇咁都有錢人嘅，佢留低啲金銀珠寶嘅，有好多鑽石，好多鑽寶石咧，咁佢逐間房一攞袋住呢度，袋住嗰度，邊度都袋住。This one guy, you know, he went through all the cabins, you know, and he's getting all the jewels and the precious things from all these rich people, putting them in his pockets, binding them around his waist, everything, you know. 跟住咧。終於見到佢甲板出現，話：快啲跳船啦！攞個甲板嚟，攞啲木板嚟跳落海啦！你就你浸死啊 ！And everybody in the lifeboat saying, "Hey, come on, jump! Get some wood off the deck. You know, get off in the sea. You know, you're gonna die." 終於咧，佢攞啲木板咧就跳落去，發生咩事啊？Yeah, so then he got some wood and he jumped off into the water and he just, 因為佢咁多珠寶咧太重啊，浸死啊嘛。With all that riches on him, he's too heavy, he drowned. 浸死咗咯。喺咁嘅時候，鑽石值唔值錢？ At a time like that, are those jewels worth anything? Nothing. 我唔知你有冇睇過呢套戲，我有少少印象，我睇過嘅係好似有啲人劫飛機啊，劫唔知乜嘢嘅，即係攞住好多錢，跟住個飛機撞到雪山。我唔記得係南極，但係一個高雪山嘅。跟住係周圍乜都冇。Did any of you see this movie? I saw it. I can't remember what it was. These guys, they stole, they made a robbery. They got all this money. They're on a plane. The plane crashes on a ice cap mountain or something. It could have been Antarctica. I don't remember. It's up on the mountain in the snow. And they get out of the plane and there's nothing around. 因為佢乜都冇，即係有啲美金一沓沓，凍死人，就做咩呢？將啲美金一沓沓燒着嚟取暖。And because after the crash in the plane, there's nothing around. All they had is the U.S. money, a big pack of it, and they're going to freeze to death, so let's put it on fire and keep warm. 喺咁嘅時候，值錢變咗唔值錢，當柴燒噶咯。In a time like that, it's very valuable, but it's worth nothing but just firewood.一個人的垃圾是另一個人的財富，一個人的財富可能是另一個人的垃圾。 So something that you think is valuable might be somebody else's garbage, and somebody else's garbage might be valuable to you. 弟兄姊妹，耶穌說，人若賺得全世界賠上自己生命，有什麼益處呢？人還能拿什麼換生命呢？ Jesus said, What is it if you gain the world and lose your soul?What can you use to pay back for your soul? 曾經有一個億萬富翁，得一個仔，佢仔去當兵，佢仔當兵嘅時候係當兵死咗，個億萬富翁過咗一段時間又死。
There's a millionaire, and he had a son who was killed when he was in the army, and after a while he died, and so after he died.Then they had an auction for all of his possessions.
呢個嘅億萬富翁死咗之後，佢有個拍賣會，拍賣佢所有嗰啲貴重物品，好多人嚟。
And so all these rich people came. They wanted to get his stuff out of the auction.
咁但係佢咧，呢個拍賣會好得意嘅，因為個億萬富翁佢有一幅畫咧，係佢嘅仔，人哋畫咗佢嘅仔嘅幅畫。
And he had a portrait of his son.It was to be auctioned off first in this auction.
咁因為佢要先即係拍賣呢個幅畫，係先至可以開始拍賣其他嘢，所以先攞呢幅畫出嚟拍賣。
And in the will, it stated that you must first auction off the portrait of my son before you start auctioning off anything else.
咁呢幅畫咧又唔係名貴畫家畫，佢嘅仔又唔係特別靚仔，又冇乜出息，冇人識佢，變咗咧冇人想買嗰幅畫。
But you know, the portrait wasn't painted by a famous painter. His son was not the most handsome guy in the world, and he wasn't really a well-known guy anyway, so nobody wanted the painting.
等來等去，冇人投標，冇人要呢幅畫。最後呢，有個喺呢個億萬富翁個屋企裏面做看監一個伯呢，佢話：我都睇住個仔長大呢，咁我即係冇乜錢，不過我投$100咧買嗰幅畫咧都有紀念價值啊。
And since nobody wanted the painting, nobody raised their hand in the auction. Finally, after a time, there's one guy, he was like a groundskeeper for this millionaire. And he said, well, I knew the son when he was young, and I don't have any money, but maybe, you know, I can give a little bit, make a bid for it, you know, and keep this picture of the son as, you know, just to remember the guy.
當佢投標，冇人反對，佢成交。拍卖会即刻宣布拍卖完毕，
个都反抗，搞错都未开始。And after this guy, you know, he put up his bid and he got the portrait. And then the auctioneer announced, okay, the auction is finished now. And everybody got upset. Wait, you haven't started yet.
跟住佢话唔系，对唔住，遗书写明边个投标呢幅画，一切所有系俾佢。
But it said in the will that whoever bids for the portrait of the son, everything goes to that man.
好似係真人真事。
I think it's a true story, but I could be wrong.
你知道你信耶穌，耶穌神將佢嘅獨生兒子俾你，你得到耶穌，你得到神所有嘅一切。
And you know because God gave His only Son for you, that when you believe in Jesus, you get everything of God's.
你天上呢个遗产系等紧你。
And the inheritance that God has for you in heaven is waiting for you.
所以马太福音十三章四十四节 ，in Matthew chapter 13 verse 44 says, 天国好像宝藏藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有，卖这块地。
It's a parable of the treasure and the buried treasure. As we find this treasure, we give up everything to get it.
玛利亚系咪浪费呢个香膏呢？其实唔系，佢系为咗爱耶稣，系值得。
Mary did not waste this perfume on Jesus. Jesus was worth it.
我仲有一样嘢，大家唔知你同唔同意？人生唔同嘅阶段有唔同嘅价值观。
I don't know if you would agree with this, but people at different stages of life have different value systems.
一个小 BB 嘅价值观同你嘅青年人嘅价值观唔一样，系咪
？A baby's value system is very different than a young person's value system.
小 BB 你俾咩佢都摆入口当食物嘅。$1,000都是摆入口，系咪？系冇啊，只龟钻石戒指又摆入口。
You know, babies, they put everything in their mouth. They just think it's food. So you give them $1,000 bill, they put it in their mouth. Give them a diamond ring, they put it in their mouth, right?
Ah, not my diamond ring. 青年人咧明白多少少，不过可能青年人咧对钱嘅价值观未有，因为未出嚟做嘢咧，可能青年人觉得最有价值系朋友。friend 啊嘛，系咪 friend 先啊嘛，系咪？呢个最紧要嘅，有冇钱唔紧要，有 friend 就得噶嘛，系咪？
啊 ，young people, you know, they don't really understand a lot about money, but they understand about friendship. And so, to young people, I think usually money because they don't have a concept of money yet, they haven't been out working, but they know about friends, and so their friends are most important to them.
对我哋已经毕业做嘢咧，就系搵食咧，我哋知道钱系好紧要嘅，系咪？有朋友冇用嘅，有钱先紧要，系咪？
To those that get out in the workplace and we start working, you know, to us, money's important. You know, friends, forget them. You know, I need money, you know.
是吧？对老人家呢，老人家怎么看啊？已经退休人士呢，可能钱又不是那么重要，反而呢，觉得家人
開始珍惜，係咪？ And to elderly people, you know, maybe money's not that important anymore. It's family, because they know that they're not going to be around very long. They start thinking about family relationships.
我哋係唔同嘅階段，有唔同嘅價值觀啊。
但係有一樣嘢我哋要明白，我哋都係人，地球人啊。有一日我哋上到天上啊，我哋會發現到原來天上係完全唔同地上。
But you know, we're still living on this planet, on this earth, and one day we're going to discover that there's a different value system in heaven than what we had on earth.
如果我哋今日系可以将我哋嘅生命投资喺耶稣度，可能出边啲人话你黐线、你傻嘅、你浪费，但系你上到天上，你知道耶稣话美好嘅。
You know, if you can invest your life in Jesus today, maybe the people around you will say they're crazy. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time.
But when you get to heaven, God's going to say, well done. You chose the right way. 是吗？
我有很多身边的朋友是这样。我是读神学的时候呢，我记得有个朋友呢，他是读了三年大学，是读工商管理，跟着呢他信耶稣，他信耶稣就不读书，放低书包就去读一年的圣经学院，跟着走去墨西哥做宣教士，到现在有三十年。
My friend Juan Domingo, he was in university, in his third year of university studying business, and then he got saved. He quit school in the third year, and he went to the Horizon School of E, and after Horizon, then he went out to Mexico, of all places, and he's been there for 30 years.
人哋話：哇，你係浪費曬，你讀商科嘅，你係可以出嚟賺好多錢，你做咩做墨西哥窮地方做宣教士，真係浪費曬你生命。
If people say, hey, what are you doing? You're dropping out of school. You're in business. You can make a lot of money. You're going to Mexico to be a missionary? What a waste.
但神好使用佢做好多嘢墨西哥。我有另一個朋友，當時我在美國，他是一個廠長，是洛杉磯，但神呼召他，他一家四口，太太兩個仔女，搬去墨西哥一個的垃圾堆，在垃圾堆那裡住，因為神呼召他將福音給這垃圾堆的人。
I have another friend, his name is Paul Young. He's in Los Angeles, a manager or worker in a factory.And God called him, and he packed up everything, took his wife and his two young children, moved to Tijuana dump, and lived in the dump, because God called him to preach the gospel to the people in the dump.
你睇到你话浪费系冇用嘅，
我呢度个 Pete 牧师咧又系嘅，做医生助理又咁好，有十几年嘅医生经历嘅，喺美国又有良好嘅收入，又有良好嘅生命，点解放弃一齐走嚟澳门做宣教呢？
How about you, Pete? You know, 10 years or so as a PA, you know, got a good career, good salary, and good life. Give it all up just to come to Macau? You wasted it, man.
是不是很浪费啊？澳门都不发个医生牌给他，他又在这里又做宣教，真的浪费了，是不是？读这么多书做什么呢？
What a waste. You know, the Macau government won't even give you a license, and now, you know, all this education just down the drain, just preaching the gospel.
卫兰又是卫兰做十几年的三藩是 Sacramento 做这个的化验室的，做很多太空船的穿梭机的化验，就是做很多这些东西，他做管理十几年，跟着神呼召他走去读神学，跟着走来澳门做宣教。
Wailan's the same, you know, she's worked for over 10 years in a laboratory, and her laboratory is doing all this stuff for the space program and the space shuttle, and God called her to, so she was, left it all, went to seminary, and now she's a missionary in Macau.
點解會咁樣做啊？浪費係咪？
邊個話浪費？唔好舉手。
Who said this? Wait, please don't raise your hands. 弟兄姊妹。为耶稣一点都不浪费。
For Jesus, it's not a waste.
有价值的生命。
等阵先，我组织翻。最有价值的生命是为主而活。
The most valuable life is to live a life for God. 耶稣要我哋有两样嘢咧，因为两样嘢最紧要。There are two things that God wants us to do that are most important. 第一系要认识神 ，and the first is that you need to know God. 认识神系最紧要嘅。To know God is the most important， 因为神创造你有原因。Because God created you for a purpose. 神创造你有原因，你为神生活是可以发挥神创造你那个原因。And if you live your life for God, then you can fulfill that purpose that He created you for. 你只为自己生活呢，你发挥不到神创造你的原因。And if you just live for yourself, you'll never know why God created you.我哋要认识神，就知道神点解创造我。神放好多嘅潜质喺你里边，神放好多嘅嘢喺你里边。你要认识神，先至可以发掘佢出嚟。You know, you need to know God so that you can find why God created you, and He's put all this stuff in you. He's given you all these qualities, but if you don't know God, you'll never discover them. 当你认识神，你系用你生命系做神呼召你做嘅嘢，你可以做到你真正被创造嗰个目的。And when you know God and you start living your life for God, you can live your life to the fullest, doing what God has called you to do. 咁样先至会满足你，知唔知 ？And only a life that lives for God can be truly satisfied.因为你为自己生活做自己嘢，你永远都唔会满足。Because as you live for yourself, you will never be satisfied. 因为你系冇做到你被创造要做嗰样嘢。Because you're never doing what you're called and created to do. 第二件事，神要我哋做系荣耀主。And the second thing that God's called us to do is to glorify Him. 我哋要荣耀主 ，we need to glorify God in our lives.嗱，好多人咧，佢会听到出边啲人嘅声音，出边咧而家会点样讲话？你要追住你嘅梦想，你个梦想带你去边度，你去边度，你追住你嘅梦想就掂啦。You know, outside now, people just follow this fantasy that's being put out by the world to say, follow your dreams. You know, wherever your dreams might take you, just follow your dreams and do what your dreams say.我对唔住咧，好多时你嘅梦想系错嘅，永远都达唔到，你追，永远都冇得追到，追到呢个有大个，追又空虚嘅。You know, so often our dreams are false, and we chase them, we never get them. We chase them, we're looking, there's always another dream out there, another one. We're always constantly, endlessly chasing. 你可以追你嘅梦想，追一生一世都唔满足。You can follow your dream forever, eternity, you'll never be happy.真正的满足是认识耶稣，耶稣就是给我们可以实现梦想。 Our true satisfaction comes when we know Jesus, and Jesus causes us to fulfill our dream. 因为耶稣创造我们有个原因，我们跟着做那样东西出来，我们是得到满足。 Because God created us with a purpose, and when we do that purpose that God created us for, then we are happy.弟兄姊妹，我哋今日我哋睇到呢个香膏摆喺耶稣嘅身上，一啲都唔浪费，反而喺神喺当中被得到荣耀。As we look at Mary pouring this oil on Jesus, it was not a waste. God was glorified. 耶稣话：穷人永远都有，但我唔会一定有。你可以选择今日用你生命，用你青春，用你嘅时间，用你精力，用你钱投资喺耶稣度。别人话你痴善，别人话你浪费，耶稣话你做得好。You can make a choice this morning to use your life, use your youth, your energy, your money, your everything. Put it in Jesus. The world will say you're crazy. God will say, well done.我们一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们今天看玛利亚做这样，看到她明白是要预备你的死，为你的安葬来安排。耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你都告诉我们，每次传福音的时候，她这个动作都会被传开，因为你欣赏。但是主耶稣，我们知道玛利亚是回应你给她的爱， 因为在他生命里面他感受到耶稣你这一份的爱。主耶稣，我们求你今天给我们每一位都可以重新调整我们自己的生命，认识我们的价值观，我们生命为什么去投资，我们在什么上高觉得是紧要是有价值。主啊，愿意我们可以好像保罗一样说看到一切是粪土，只有耶稣你才是至宝。所以我们靠你帮助我们去重新思考我们所做的一切，以致我们做一个好好的选择，就是将我们的精神将我们的时间投资在耶稣上。多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。